So you're just saying that Jeff gives it to you, and, you know, you wonder how it might feel for him to say, no, I really don't want this.
Yeah. Okay. I want to, like, I mean, it sounds dumb, but it's like, he wants to give me, it's like a present, you know? And if your boyfriend wants to give you something, you don't say you don't want it.
Actually, it doesn't sound dumb to me at all. It's just, I'm amazed because I hadn't thought of that. And I'm glad you're willing to talk about it. It hadn't occurred to me. But, yeah, one of the cons of, or not so good things about stopping is, what if he offers it to me and I turn it away? What will that do to our relationship, or what will that feel like to him? How he feels in all this matters to you, too. Your relationships are important to you.
Okay.
And what will happen if it's not around? What are my friends and I going to do? Relationships are really important to you.
Okay.
Not just with your daughters, but also with your friends and your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that maybe we hadn't thought of?
I think that's pretty much like all I can think of right now, because okay. I haven't really thought about not doing it.
What's neat to me is that as you were doing this, you came up with a lot of stuff that you hadn't thought of and that I hadn't thought of. It's kind of a neat exercise. It can get confusing, the pros and cons of this and that, but it would be okay if we just kind of write it back. When we were talking about, well, what if I gave this up, or what if I didn't, you know, what would that look like? Some of it, the benefits of just continuing to use are, you're real honest, look, it's around a lot, it's a great experience for me, I like how it makes me feel, and it's a social sort of shared experience, and I appreciate your honesty about that. Some not so good things, though, about continuing along that path are, well, what if I get hooked, or what if my little girls overhear something and start to figure this out and start asking questions? That would be a hard thing for you. So if you decided to stop altogether, some good things about that too might be, well, wow, I might be able to find some other things to do and kind of expand my horizons and find out more about myself. And it might be nice to know that I can have fun on the weekends and relax without getting hot. On the other hand, some not so good things about just cutting this out altogether is, you know, what will happen if it's not around? What are my friends are I going to do on the weekends? And what if they think I'm being lame and they, you know, kind of cut that off? And what if Jeff offers this to me? This has been a part of our relationship, you know, we've used together and will that be weird to him, or to kind of turn him away, or that kind of thing? So, this is really a complex thing that we're talking about. You know,
more than I ever thought about.
Me too. And I'm wondering, you know, it says to me that you've made other changes in your life that you've really thought through. And even though you probably didn't write it down on paper, like we just did, and give it numbers like from 1 to 10, my guess is that you went through a process that was similar to this, maybe in your head or with someone else. And you were able to figure it out. And I have no doubt that you'll figure this out too. That it's just, it's another bump in the road, and how you got here may not be great, but that, you know, if you choose to stay, that while you're here, you're going to make some decisions one way or the other. So it's kind of neat to talk to you about that. You know, again, just, I'm wondering, what would be the next step for us? You've been here for an hour, a little over an hour, and I know you're probably white because you figured out all this paperwork. You know, this is for an assessment, and I have enough information just to do a general assessment. It'd be nice if you came back. That's up to you. But I'm wondering from your perspective, not from social services perspective or from my perspective, just sort of at this point, what might be the next step for you? Would you want to come back and talk to me some more? Would you want to think about it for a while? Or do you want to hear something about the kind of program that we offer? It's really up to you at this point. I've enjoyed talking with you and kind of seeing both sides, but, you know, we can't do it all in one session. So I kind of wanted to put the ball in your court for a minute and see what you were thinking after picking your brain with some of this information.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't come here because I wanted to. It's kind of hard to think about, you know, wanting to come back.
I know.
Because I was kind of forced to.
I
mean, you're really nice, and it's been nice talking to you and stuff, but I don't really know about coming back because I didn't come here from this, you know, because I wanted to.
Yeah, so when you walked in that door, the thought wasn't, hey, I'm going to come back and see her every day.
Yeah, you know, it's not what I want to do all the time, or, you know.
So coming back all the time and doing that is not something you could imagine
right now. No, not right now.
But on the other hand, I'll bet coming through the door you didn't imagine that you might see both sides to this, or maybe have some concerns about cocaine. Or
it's nice to learn something, you know, from anything. Mm-hmm. It's good to learn something about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to know what else is here. You know, I have no problem getting more information.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I don't want to have a problem later, and it'd be nice if I, you know, God forbid I had a problem, it'd be nice to know that I could turn to some place and get help.
I like that you say that. Even though you don't anticipate a problem right now, I like that you've been open about some of the downsides to this and the upsides, mm-hmm. and that, you know, maybe it's something you'd be willing to at least get some more information about. I'm wondering, and I don't want to commit you to something you're not interested in, but I'm wondering if you could come back and I could tell you a little bit about our program, maybe show you some information, or maybe I could stop the tape and spend some time with you for a few minutes. I don't have another session right now. I just kind of give you some information and talk to you about it. And then if I needed more information, like if I'm typing up my assessment for your chart and I'm thinking, wow, I should have asked Karen this or that, if it would be okay if I called you and asked you some information, or if we could set an appointment and then I could just ask you then.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do want more information just so I can have it.
So you'd be at least willing to come back maybe one more time at least just to kind of get some
sure.
more information.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, how about after I stop the tape, you and I can pull out my appointment book. I'll work on your schedule. I know you have a busy schedule with everything. Maybe I can set up some transportation for you if that would help you.
Okay.
And then just kind of talk about what the next step would be.
Okay. Sounds good.
I really appreciate you coming and answering all my millions of questions. I know you're probably white, but I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.